On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days, Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Well, it's Monday, and that means that Tori joins us, Tori Lagarde. She's an actress and a humorist. And a damn fine human being, and she joins us every single Monday to have some fun and a good time. And
thank you. What a
stuff.
What an intro.
Yeah.
A damn fine human being. I'm going to make you put that in writing.
That's what you wrote.
Okay. That is what I paid you to say.
Here we are. I'm going to be honest with the listening pubic.
When
here.
Are you not?
Every time I do something.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I stretch the truth a bit sometimes on the show.
I thought you said you stretched a muscle and hurt yourself.
I stretched a muscle doing this story.
Did you hurt yourself? Oh,
I reached behind to get a piece of paper.
Oh, man, damn, were you wiping wrong again? What happened?
Wiping wrong. What a great name for a book.
Is it? Wrong.
Yeah, would be.
Or a band.
That too. See, it doesn't matter what it is. If it draws attention, you're good.
That's right.
Okay.
What'd you do? What do you stretch the truth about this time?
Well, I'm not stretching.
Oh, you're telling the truth.
Yeah,
right.
We're leveling. We're taping this on a Friday, and you're hearing this on a Monday.
You've said that before, but not too often. Once in a while, you let the cat slip out of the bag. Is that what you say?
That's a great name for a book.
I think I mixed that metaphor a little.
Yeah, you did. Let the cat slip out of the bag.
I don't know. Let the cat out of the bag.
That's right.
I just throw slip in there. I don't know. It was, you know, it's well, Toryism. I make them up all the time.
I guess if you let the cat out of the bag, it's like a very obvious movement. But if it just slips out, oh my God, the cat slipped out.
And what is a cat doing in a bag? Who's doing that?
Well,
is this a kidnapper? A catnapper?
Right. Yes, a catnapper.
On Catterday?
A little tired.
Do people still say Catterday? What is that about? Stop that.
I never heard that.
Yeah, people all over the internet. People say Catterday instead
really?
Of Saturday.
Never heard that.
It's silly.
It
Stop
is
doing
silly.
It.
Well,
Stop
I don't
it.
Go on the internet. I don't,
no,
that doesn't
know.
Matter.
Silliness.
So there was a Super Bowl yesterday, but not because this is Friday.
Oh,
the reason,
no.
That's the reason I say this because.
Yay, Pats. Champs again. How many rings can he fit on his fingers?
I don't. It's going to have to start doing his nose.
I'm not jinxing anything, baby, either. I don't do that.
So as we're taping this, the Super Bowl has not occurred yet, but as you're listening to this, it just occurred.
In Atlanta?
In Atlanta, where the.
Is it warm there?
Yeah, something like
Something's
that.
Something's going on. There's some polar vortex.
They have a dome, so they don't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite a nice place. The Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Why is everything a name, a sponsor?
Because sponsors...
yeah, they want their name out there.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You know what sucks about it is, you know, there's a Comcast Center and an Xfinity Center
that
and all
started
this kind
as
of
Great
stuff.
Woods, what was great.
Correct. And... I get mad every time I hear that Comcast or Infinity buys a place.
Yeah.
Because like that's what are you doing with my money?
That money was
to make
to make things better for us.
If you didn't buy stadiums and movie companies and broadcast networks, then you could
it's a conglomerate.
Then you could lower the price probably.
Of course, they don't.
You're
want
taking
to.
My money and you.
They're charging you more money because they need to buy more property. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I know, and it's
now
not
you know.
Right. I just and
they want another arena.
God, how much of my monthly payments go to
and
to
it's everywhere.
Buying NBC? I mean, come on.
Because Miami, they have like a whole thing there. When I drove by there in Miami, the Heat where they play, it's something else. It's another you know business.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. See, businesses think that they're drawing people by getting their name out.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're getting mad if we happen to use your company because you're taking our money and just buying places with it. That's like asking me, like, can I borrow $10? I've got to eat. I haven't eaten in a week. Here's $10.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go buy tickets to a concert.
You know, they're being deceptive.
Hey, yeah.
So we're really taping on a Friday, and the Super Bowl already happened
yesterday. I don't know what happened. And we
I do.
This.
I know. I have an Oracle.
Oh, that's right.
You should promo me with that, too. Humorist, actress, and Oracle.
Okay, Oracle, what
Thank
happened?
You. And sniff extraordinaire.
What happened yesterday that didn't happen yet?
The Patriots already won.
Oh, they did?
Of course.
Okay.
Was that ever a question?
Yeah.
No. Don't be
it's
silly.
Not over till
the
it's
Rams,
over.
The Rams. The Rams.
You know a fat lady?
Listen, mister. Don't even get me started about L.A. Oh, beat L.A.
Right.
Beat the fish or the goat or the ram.
And this is New England Broadcasting. We do this out of the Boston
right in the
area.
Right
so,
in the title.
You know,
New
that's
England,
why.
Patriots, I, any baby.
That's why it's consequential. I mean, if the show is in Seattle, who cares?
The Mariners, really? That's baseball.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mariners,
whatever.
The Mariners, really, Tori?
I know. I knew it was baseball. They even said it in the same sentence. So. But there, it's the Seahawks or the football. See, I know this, but I don't really care. It's all about Tom Brady and Gronk and Edelman and the guys.
I went to.
Belichick.
I went to my skin doctor this morning.
How many times are you going to go, Ron?
I go twice a year because they find stuff on me.
Twice a year?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They find stuff.
All right. Well, stay out of the sun. And you do, so.
You kidding me? I'm still
know,
in the closet.
I know. You're a hermit. Uh-oh. That's not what I've heard.
So I go there, and nothing's ever wrong. But they say, but you should come back in 6 months.
Because they're making money off
I know.
Of you.
I said, why? They said, it's because my skin's very sensitive. No, because I got to put my kids through college.
Yeah, and you are very pale, though.
Yeah. Well, I am.
So, you know.
I'm very white.
Yeah, you check off albino
In my skin color, not in my views.
Sure.
So anyway, so I go to the skin doctor place, and as soon as I walk in, there are three receptionists. I walk up to the receptionist. They're all wearing the Tom Brady football jersey.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Hats.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Then they call me in, and I walk in, and all the nurses inside are wearing football jerseys.
No.
And I'm saying to myself, this is a place where people go because they have skin cancer.
Ron, you don't even own a football jacket. I mean,
no.
Shirt or whatever.
Please.
Sports team,
no.
Anything.
I don't even wear underpants.
No. No.
So thankfully, the doctor didn't come in wearing a
hatback. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Well, that's the next step.
I know it is.
Tell you.
I mean, that's why I'm saying, let's, you know, you got to just put it in its perspective here. I mean, come on.
Well, I work in a liquor store. And
that's
every
fine.
Customer.
That's fine.
I don't wear it because I don't own one. But
well, if you did, I'd get it.
I
it's
you
a
know
liquor
what?
Store.
Then I would probably wear it. But I don't. Yeah. And everyone's coming in and, you know, it's all
know,
gold pads, gold
I
pads.
Know,
and
know,
we all pump it up.
I know. I know.
But you know why they have to wear it? It's called superstition. And I will tell you something.
Excuse me?
It's superstition.
Well, I know what superstition is, but what does that have to do with?
All the fans have to wear the certain thing because that's going to make them, you know, when the game's on, you got to wear a certain thing and eat a certain way.
I did not know that. I thought it was just idle stupidity.
Well, it could be some of that.
I wouldn't call it stupidity. I don't want to insult people.
I know.
I'm just saying there's a line you cross where,
okay,
I know you're excited about it. It's a good time. But let's not, like, filter it into things that are, you know, not everywhere.
Life.
Yeah, come on.
But now, when I was out the other day, this woman, I could overhear her saying, knock on wood. Now, people preface what they're going to say by saying, knock on wood, I haven't been sick yet.
Yes.
All right, that is such a superstition. Now, do you say that? I don't say that.
No.
It's, you know what, you're a grown adult, and you're doing that in public where I could see you doing that.
I know.
And you're a professional. She was a nurse.
It's a little sad. Oh, she's a nurse?
Yeah, it
oh,
was in a setting of that.
That's comforting.
So these are called superstitions, people.
Yeah, I know.
Now, if you want to advocate that, okay, but it makes your IQ look a little less.
It does, and some people take it even further. It's one thing to say it because it's a phrase.
Right.
It's another, then there's
to mean it. They're looking for the wood. I mean, I used to do it, but I was younger.
Looking for the wood, that's taking it too far. That's
these
just
are grown adults that do
ridiculous.
This. And I mean, maybe it's funny and it's a habit and it doesn't hurt anything, but you know, really.
It hurts me. It hurts me deeply.
Yeah.
It hurts my intelligence.
I mean, I have certain beliefs too, but mine are more with the universe.
Mm.
Wood is not going to help. Wearing a certain jersey when the Patriots play is not going to help.
No.
It's not that kind of a thing I have going on.
Yeah.
But the Patriots already won anyway, so I don't need to worry
about
that.
Whatever. Whatever floats your wooden boat.
Ron, do you think I'm upbeat and positive?
Compared to what?
You know me. You've known me a long time.
I mean, just as a person?
Yeah, yeah. Tell the truth. We're not stretching the truth today. It's fine.
No, okay. I will tell you the truth.
Okay.
You are... Are you a Gemini?
No.
Okay. You split the difference.
Okay.
Sometimes you're abnormally chipper and happy. And other times you're, I guess it's called bipolar. I'm not sure.
But
other times it's like nothing's going to work here.
Right. It's doom and gloom.
But I think that's kind of normal.
Is it normal?
Well, normal is supposed to be that you don't go to any extreme. You stay in the middle.
Stay in the middle.
But I'm not sure about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I just want to say this because I have customers that come in, and I can't believe this. So I actually took my phone and I videoed. I said, can I film you saying this? And the man let me because no one is going to believe it. He said, you are the most upbeat person I've ever met in my life. And this guy's probably in his 70s.
Really?
In his life.
Really?
Another guy said last night, he said, I come in here in a bad mood, and when I leave, I have a smile on my face because of you.
Oh.
Another woman said, I have positive energy. Okay, now these are all people that see me regularly.
Yeah, in the
store. For months, in the store.
Right.
So I am so happy when I am in that place. I must be a different person because I do. I keep it up here, and I can't live my life that way, obviously, and maybe some people do, but you know me. It's going to be, you know, it's feast or famine.
Yeah.
So that's, but I just thought it was funny how people think I'm this one, and at my funeral, I already said this, and I'll say it again, there's going to be these two camps. One half of the camp is going to say, she was the most miserable, awful, bitchy, nasty person we've ever known. And she'd let you know it. And the other camp won't believe it. They'll say, are you kidding me? Who?
Oh.
She was the most positive, upbeat, happy, generous, kind, giving person. And you will never, both sides will never agree.
Because
I am two people. You will. Because I am those two people.
Right.
So thank you very much. And boyfriend, you know that. So that's all.
Wow. It's like the groom's side and the bride's side.
Yeah.
That's really something.
Yeah.
Ah, you know. No,
you're the same person.
I'm grumpy all the time. I'm a grumpy asshole always. I'm proud of it, by the way.
You need
may
the T-shirt. Not a Patriots. You need that T-shirt.
Right. Grumpy asshole always.
I'll find one. I'm sure they make them.
I'm sure you'll have one made.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. I've got some interesting things.
You always do. Yeah. Is it Pei in China? Is he sniffing again?
No. This isn't Ping this time.
Oh, Ping? I thought it was Pei. Pang.
Whatever.
Hunger Pang.
Whatever it is. Okay. Where did I put
You're
it?
Always so prepared, Ron. That's why I like
it
here.
I put it somewhere. Put the damn thing. Hold on, please.
Because wait. All right, when you're done
where
with that.
Then
I got
thing?
A mom story when you're done.
Where'd you go first?
That's my last story.
My damn thing.
All right. This is you find your thing, and I'm going to tell you a really quick, short story. So it's not long. So look fast. So the phone rang the other day, and my mom said she answered it, and it was the .com people. And they were telling her she needed to get her .com fixed or something. This is according to her.
Well, she might have misinterpreted that call.
But she said they were .com.
Okay.
And so she hung up on them. Yes. I don't have a .com.
Yes.
So we were driving in the car the other day, and she heard in the radio, rather, in the car radio, she said there was an ad. It was called blah, 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 .com. And she said, oh, there's the .com people again.
Oh, bless
Isn't
her heart.
Isn't she funny?
She doesn't know these
She
things.
Doesn't know. I said, Mom, guess what? Everything is a .com on the internet.
Yes.
But she heard this. She thought that was the same rate. The phone call people.
That's what they do.
Isn't that great?
And they target people who don't know this stuff.
Yeah, they don't.
I'm still getting calls from on my land. I do have a landline. I'm
Me
embarrassed,
too.
But
right.
I do have one. And it only happens on the landline.
Yeah,
and they
we don't
say,
answer it.
They say, this is Microsoft. We're going to have
update.
To. Yes. We need your information.
Sure.
We have to get into your computer.
Give them your enemy's information. That's what I would do.
Yeah,
just find someone you hate and just tell them that's who it is. Give them their email.
Well, I have plenty to choose from there.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, I use that term very, very loosely,
sure.
Said that he gets so many calls, robocalls marketing calls, that one day his cell phone rang and it was his cell phone number.
Yeah, that's happened.
Yes.
It does with the landline, though. We've had our landline call itself.
How is that? But
they get tricky and sneaky.
They're using your number to call you.
Yep. So you can't even block that, really, because how would even it work?
Well, you kind of could, I guess.
Maybe you can. But they also use local numbers, like right in your
town. I know.
To make you think with a name.
Yes, I know.
I block each one. I have an Amazon blocker. It costs about $100.
I block them all, too, but it doesn't start. They have like 50 numbers
I know. I don't care. I
also
hold 5,000 numbers, a thing I bought.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but whatever.
There has got to be some legal way to stop these people from doing this. And,
good luck.
And why would they think at all that we would engage
them? Because once in a while, they get lucky with my mom.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all. You're absolutely right. If it takes 100 phone calls and they get one,
when am I absolutely wrong, Ron?
Just
that be easy to tell. Tori's always right. I'm always right. I said, honey, it'd be easy just to let me know when I'm wrong. But then you're right again. If I had a nickel for every time you said, you're right, honey.
Well, you'd have like 30 cents.
I would.
Wow. That's
just
a lot.
Just in a day.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Did you find your paper?
No, I didn't.
You stopped looking.
I'm just, because it's not here.
Ron.
It's not here. I'm just going to have to do this from memory.
OMG. Really?
I know. I don't know what happened to it.
Though we're playing games. What are we doing?
Oh, that I can do. But I mean, no, there were some. All right. in Tokyo.
Oh, yeah.
They're having a terrible trouble on their.
Godzilla. Is he back? Oh, my God. I see he works for Beth Israel, by the way. I saw him there. It's actually a woman.
See.
She's very heavy.
No, it isn't quite that.
Okay.
They're
all
having
right.
They have these fast commuter trains. And apparently.
Oh, the bullet trains.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. And the commuter lines. And apparently, everybody takes it to work because you can't have cars in Tokyo because it's too crowded.
And they use their money. I met people from Tokyo in Niagara Falls years ago. They told me, one person told me, they save their money to go on vacations. They don't want to use it for cars. They travel the world.
Well, they can't use it for cars. Too much traffic.
Yeah.
So they all use the train to commute. Between the hours of 7 o'clock in the morning and 8:45 in the morning, apparently it is so overcrowded that you cannot get on a train. It's five times as many people as what the trains can hold during that commute hour, especially in the morning.
So what happens?
So they've said to businesses, please stagger your hours.
Okay.
There's a company, and I had the name written down. That's what I was fumbling for.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company, it's like Subway, but it's all noodles.
Okay. That makes sense.
They eat a lot of noodles in
Japan. Sure, chow mein and stuff.
Yeah, fast food noodles.
Right.
So that's very big. What they said is if you commute before the hour of 7 o'clock or after the hour
of 8
o'clock.
We'll give you free noodles?
That's it, babe.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people have signed. You have to sign up for it. A lot of people have signed up, so they go in early.
It's a free meal. And they don't eat a lot. They're very thin people.
They love,
unless it's sumo.
They love the food more than we love the food.
But when you speak of trains, have you ever seen those videos in India of the trains, of the commuter, whatever they are, bus things? People are hanging on the outside.
Yeah.
They're so full.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
It's absurd.
I know.
You're going to catch a germ doing that.
They actually have, in Tokyo, they have pushers.
They
push people into
the, they squeeze them in.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Now, if
I'm
you're young
that.
And you haven't had sex yet,
that's
not a
counts.
Bad deal.
It counts.
Not a bad deal.
It
does
count. Right, right.
It counts.
Anything counts.
That's
my new motto.
You don't know it.
It all counts.
But that counted.
Yes, it did.
But I don't know
I'm
her
not
name.
A virgin. I got on the train a virgin. I left. Not so much.
It wasn't so wonderful, but it counts.
And my clothes didn't even come off. Isn't this great?
Something?
It's perfect.
I know. All right. And I had other stuff, but I cannot
find it. I don't believe you.
I did.
I see a lot of papers there, but you're not even reading
them. I know.
Them.
It's not really happening. Oh, here's something. This is from last week, and I never discussed it on the show. I'm holding
it
for
disgusting,
you.
It's disgusting, that's why.
I never
discussed.
Yeah. This is, if you remember, there was a group of kids from a school visiting the Lincoln Memorial, and this other group of people, the Black Israelites, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
They were taunting each other, these two groups.
Okay.
The kid was with Covington Catholic High School in Northern Kentucky. They happened to be wearing Make America Great Again caps.
Was this that Native American thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The video comes out, and in the video, you see one of those kids from the Catholic
school. Just standing
school
there.
Staring with a smirk on his face, like no more than 6 inches away from this American
Indian.
Right,
had the Donald Trump look on.
Yeah. And everybody was outraged
that this
kid was being so smirky.
Then there was misinformation or something, wasn't
Apparently.
There?
Apparently. And then they showed the video of the clash between the Black Israelites.
Right, the whole thing.
And the whole thing. And the American Indian guy came in to pretty much break it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw all the videos. I still think this kid's a schmuck.
Well,
I still do. And in the kid's explanation... what the hell was his name? Nick Sandman. He's a junior.
Metallica fan.
I guess.
You know.
He's a junior at Covington Catholic High School. He's been interviewed, and he said that it was the American Indian that walked up to him and started playing in front of him.
Right. It looks that way a little bit.
And he said, and that exchange only was about 10 seconds. Someone just took a photograph.
Right.
No, kid. They took a video. You were there for more than 10 seconds.
Right.
He didn't move, but you didn't move either, but he didn't have the smirk on his face. You did, kid.
Well, whatever, Ron, he had the stupid hat on. I don't care what he's doing. If he has that hat on,
right.
That says a lot.
You're right.
End of story.
It does say a lot.
You know?
But in this country, you can wear the hat if you're not doing, you know, if you're not punching somebody.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm going to give him his freedom.
Okay.
But he stood there with that smirk.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
And the kids in the back looked like they were pretty taunting themselves.
Yeah, they're trying to be intimidating.
Yes. And I'm sure the American Indian was there, and the American Indian said he didn't mind it.
Right.
But that kid did not move. And that kid was, that expression on his face was enough for me to want to take care of that
kid.
He's
got to live with it. I mean, try to keep your face off the internet, people, because you'll be there forever and you'll get turned into a meme and it'll just be bad.
Yeah. I mean,
Try to be respectable when you go out in public, because everyone has a phone. They're going to be taping you. I've said this so many times, John, haven't I? There's phones everywhere. You'd be stupid to do anything with police or do anything with anybody.
Good.
You're going to be on the internet. Good. Don't scream in a Dunkin' Donuts. Remember that Dunkin' Donuts lady? Oh, she was trying to send her. They got the order wrong years ago.
Yeah.
And she acted like a fruitcake.
Yes.
Well,
I'm glad that everybody has cameras, because we're catching criminals all over the place because of this.
Yeah.
We're seeing the incidents.
Remember
unfold.
Rodney King? That was way back before cell phones ish times.
Ish. Why can't we all get along? What did he say?
Why can't we all just get along? Yeah, and then Jack Nicholson hijacked the phrase for Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
Bastard.
Hey, I saw Aquaman the other day. I liked it. Did you see it? The movie? The superhero movie, DC Comics?
No.
Okay, well, it was good, so you know. I love those kind of movies. The superheroes and their powers and they're saving the world.
Well, it's like comic books come to life.
Yeah, you know? What's wrong with it? The Avengers? I love it. Infinity Wars? Come on. They left us all hanging.
I like Batman, where the only violence was the word pow.
Well, you mean old school Batman?
Yes.
With Adam West?
Yes.
And Burt Ward.
Yeah, the other stuff is a little too violent, too dark.
Christian Bale,
that's
man.
Dark stuff.
I like my dark Batman.
Oh, no dark Batman. Bale.
Sandman.
Bale man.
They should have a Sandman. Shouldn't they?
Now they will.
Is there one?
Thanks
is
a lot.
Is he like,
now
when you're sleeping, he now conks you over the head? What does he do? Enters your dreams on screen.
There was a horror movie with that Sandman kind of thing in it. I think it was called Don't Sleep or Don't Snore.
Well, that's Freddy. Freddy Krueger.
No, this is worse. When you sleep, the Sandman comes and he kills you.
Oh, that's not Candyman? Don't say that three times either.
Candyman.
Could've, we did it.
Isn't that other movie?
That's that black dude.
Yeah, I know.
He's really creepy looking.
Isn't that another movie where you say something three times and the guy shows up? What was that?
Well, it was Candyman.
No, there's another
one. Oh, Beetlejuice.
That's the one.
But he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
That's Michael Keaton. He won't hurt you.
That's Michael Keaton.
He's the Birdman.
That's when he was funny.
He jumped out the window. And did he fly or did he fall?
Birdman.
I love that movie. I loved it.
Very
oh, my
strange.
God. I love very Emma Stone strange. Anyway, too. So.
Anyway. Okay. All right. You ready?
Ready.
Now, we usually play.
Ruh-roh.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Going to play a little something different today, and maybe we'll slip into a little something more comfortable.
All right. That's what she said.
Okay, now. This is a book that was written in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called How Come? That was the phrase back then. And there are a series of...
It's like Jerry Seinfeld. How come it always...
Similar, but
all
not
right,
quite.
All right, we'll see. All right.
These are little investigative stories, and you have to figure out why the outcome came out the way... How come?
Okay.
I'll give you an example.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
I'm really bad at these.
A truck driver went three blocks the wrong way down a one-way street without breaking the law. How come?
Because he was backing up. He was in reverse. I don't know.
No. The truck driver was walking.
Oh, really?
Now, I'm serious.
Sad trumpet.
Now, here's a batter. Here's a batter one, which involves pancake batter. Mary was the girl. Mary was one of four sisters.
I hate these.
One was named April. The next was named June. The next was named July. What was the name of the fourth sister?
Repeat the question.
Okay. Mary was one
Mary.
Of four. Very good.
I just couldn't remember her name, but I've heard this one before. People try to be sneaky about it, and only dum-dums fall for it. Well, and I ain't no dum-dum.
All right. Good job. Good job,
Tori. I got no MAGA hat.
Okay. I'm going to move on now. In which month do people actually sleep the least?
It's so tricky.
Well, you know the answer then.
In which month do people usually sleep the least?
Yeah.
I'm trying to unpack that question because it's not the answer is not a month, obviously. It's not like January, obviously. Well, I would say February, because if you're trying to say there's less days in the month, it would have to be February.
That's the answer.
Okay.
Very good. You're doing very well. You did. For a person who works in a liquor store, you're doing great.
That's all I do, really. I'm just, you know.
No, I mean the fact that you don't drink in the liquor store itself.
As far as you
know. This one's a little tough, but a little interesting.
Okay.
There's a commando standing on the side of the road, dressed in all black, and even his face is blackened out. A car is driving down the road toward him without his headlights on, and is about to hit the commando, but the driver stops in time. How come?
Wow. Because, I don't know. I mean, I can't even imagine that one. Yeah. The guy's all in black and he's standing
all in
there.
Black.
Because he's on, but isn't he on the sidewalk or is he on the street?
No, he's in the street.
He's on the street,
he's
stops in time.
Car comes by without his headlights on.
Because he ran out of gas.
No. But
he was abducted by aliens.
But sees the guy somehow and stops.
So it wasn't Ray Charles driving.
Nope. Ooh, that's a good one. Well, yeah. That is an out.
I know. I'm trying to figure out
it's kind of interesting.
Something. It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the answer?
It was broad daylight.
Oh.
The assumption
is not
a womp womp. The assumption is because the car didn't have its headlights on. Then there was something wrong.
Yeah, I knew
wrong.
It was something sneaky.
Well, that's what it is.
You're all sneaky. Like the guy was, well, the truck driver was on foot. No.
And
it was daylight.
I think that was a fairly interesting one.
No, it was February. It was daylight and it was walking.
Now you're just mocking the whole game.
I have to. It's my job.
Well, it's a book from 1953. What do you want?
I don't know.
All right.
I want
1923. Yeah, it ain't going to happen. But how about a song from the 60s?
Woo!
Would you rather? Would you rather?
Nice, nice, nice.
Georgettes.
Very, very nice. The Georgettes. Here's another story. Here, now I found the thing.
Ron, yeah. You're screwing up the whole program.
I'll get back to it. Yeah, the noodle company in Tokyo is Soba Noodles. It's like a Subway. They're all over the place. They're the ones that are giving out the free noodles.
I've heard of Sobe drinks. They're terrible,
yes,
by the way.
I know you have. They are awful.
Ugh.
And the
what's
name,
the sugar?
Yeah.
It looks so delicious, and it was bleh.
Yeah, so be a drink.
Threw it down the drain.
Yeah. I guess that there's something available nationwide, even in all countries, even in this one.
Free
very,
noodles.
Very popular. It's not free noodles. You can actually click to pray online for a session with the Pope.
But it's Asian, so it's really saying click to play. Okay. Click to pray. You pray?
No, well, this is the
you
way.
You raff your ruse?
No, really.
Okay.
If you feel like praying online, you can do it with the Pope by just going
to clicktopray.com.
Too legit
to quit.
It is legit.
All right.
I wouldn't kid you about
like the holy
like
water
that.
You get sent.
Holy water.
Get prayed over.
That's ridiculous.
Ron, are we playing this game?
I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather? You go first.
Well, here's one that...
by the way, play along at home.
Yeah, please do.
I'm trying to involve them somehow.
Yeah, we are. To our listener. Would you rather be a rock star or a tech star?
Rock star.
I'm going to say tech star.
Oh.
Used to think rock star, but you know what? Listen, that is less effort. You got to sit in a chair to be a tech star. Rock star, you got to go on tours and buses and sing and you're tired. It's loud. But the tech star, I could be like Aaron Schwartz.
I sit in a chair all day now.
Yeah, I want to hack into stuff and write programs.
Now, this would get me out of the house, A. And B, I've always wanted to be in a band.
Every guy I want to play guitar.
Yeah, and then the women fall all over you, especially when you're on the ground already.
Yeah, I've dated musicians, and let me see, it's not all it's cracked up to be. It is fun, but you know what? Oh, you got to fight with all the competition. These women are throwing themselves at your man.
Well, I'm in the rock
it's
band, and
scary.
I would like that.
No, I don't want it.
And it's a short tour.
No.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
Would you rather be itchy all over your body?
Oh, my God, we did this one.
I don't remember it because my memory is not great.
Go on.
Or, no. Would you rather be itchy all over your body or sticky all over your body?
Yeah, I'm going to go sticky. I'm going to go sticky.
I'm going to go sticky, too.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Thanks. That wasn't fun.
No. All right, here's a good one. here's an unanswerable one. Would you rather have 6,000 crickets in your room or have one angry tarantula in your room?
Oh, an angry one. A pissed off tarantula.
That's the adjective that's, you know, that, that seals it.
Eesh. Wow.
I know. See, I told you, unanswerable. I said, I prepped it that way, and you know, but what's the name of the game?
Well, psychologically, the crickets would drive me crazy.
They could jump on you, too. Dude.
Yeah, but they're not going to, they're not angry. They're not pissed at me. Well, because you didn't tell me they were.
Okay, good point.
The tarantula is just after me, like, that's not going to last long before the tarantula is going to get me, and I'll never be able to blink. So it's got to be the crickets.
Got to go with the crickets. Me too. I have arachnophobia, so yeah, that's, you know. No. And even though crickets, they're good luck, but they're noisy. Yeah. They make one cricket can drive you crazy.
Yeah.
Was it 7,000? Is that what I said? 6,000, I'm sorry. Wow. Only 6,000.
Wow. I'd rather be in a room with crickets than a politician.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Donald Trump or an angry tarantula. Change it.
How about an angry Trump?
I'd still pick Trump. I can't be with a tarantula if it's angry.
All right.
No. If it's friendly.
Now I'm leaning toward the tarantula.
You know. Uh-oh.
Okay. Here's your next one. And now here's your next one.
Okay.
Would you rather be 20 minutes early or 10 minutes late to meet somebody?
20 minutes early. I'll play on my phone.
I agree with
you. I hate
you.
Being late, but it's happened to me. But then I feel like they look down on me and I'm irresponsible and I got to get scolded. It's a whole thing when you're late.
I always feel better being there early because otherwise I could be like 3 hours late if something happens.
But that's what I rather. Will I in actuality? Yes. No, I will be late.
But here's a funny thing, Tori, and you brought it up, my God.
Mm-hmm.
With the onslaught of the cell phone to entertain us,
mm-hmm.
It kind of doesn't really matter
exactly.
much anymore.
You're not standing there twiddling your thumbs.
No. If I'm waiting for you to show up for 10 minutes, I can occupy
myself. You
said 20. Myself. No, if you were...
If I'm late.
Yeah, if you were late. If I were meeting you...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you were 20 minutes early... Well, first of all, I'd be surprised. And,
exactly.
I would go, okay, fine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. And if you got there early, you'd play with your phone for 20 minutes.
Sure.
If you didn't show up for 10 minutes, I'd say, no problem. I'll just play with my phone for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
It's a win-win.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because I'll feel bad being late.
And here's even the weirder thing, and it has nothing to do with you, really. When you're playing with your phone for 10 minutes because somebody's late, and then they show up, you mm-hmm. go, oh, crap, I haven't finished
yeah,
my
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to be careful. You could be in the middle of something.
Can't you be a little later?
I know.
You know? So,
it is.
No.
It is.
Times have changed.
And it's good that they do.
No.
All right. Would you rather spend one night? I know this answer for you already, mm-hmm. but let's ask it. mm-hmm. Would you rather spend one night in a luxury hotel room?
Yes, sir.
Or go camping for a week. I know, right? I know. I apologize for that question.
Seriously. I'm not even going to answer you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with you. Believe it or not, I'm going to pick the night in the luxury hotel room.
Sure.
Because a week of camping, mm-hmm. dude, I can probably do 3 days, no problem. You're stretching it out longer. This Tori is going to get in the mood. But one night in a luxury hotel, am I getting a massage?
Let's
a spa?
Let's change this up. How about one night in a luxury hotel or one night camping?
Ooh. I'm going to still go with the luxury.
Me too. Who wouldn't?
Listen, I'm going to get hors d'oeuvres and stuff, right?
Come on, man.
Do I have a nice view of the ocean? Is it the suite?
To me,
penthouse?
Camping equals homeless. Seriously, that is the same thing to me.
I know.
Give me a cardboard box. What is this? Camping. We're camping.
And there are actual tents. I went to Boston the other day.
City.
It's this, and they have wheelchairs outside their tents.
Yes.
And when it gets real cold, they put a tarp over the tent, and you don't see the wheelchair.
Correct.
It's snowing on these people.
What's happening?
You're allowed to live on the streets of Boston in a tent? It's allowed.
Isn't it heated in there?
I don't know, but it's a tent on the side of Boston. Boston's cold people.
Well, you know.
How are they not getting rousted? Roused?
They'd have to go to a school gymnasium or something and get them out before the kids come.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do. That's always a big problem, this kind of weather.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's a polar vortex.
But someone choosing camping over a luxury hotel, I think there would have to be a brain scan involved.
You're right. What's your question? You got another one there?
Yeah,
you got a good one? Am I itchy? Am I sticky? What is it going to be? What's up?
Okay. Sounded like my first date.
Itchy and sticky show.
I went out with her. Next morning, I was itchy and sticky.
Oh, no. And I had to see a doctor.
Dressed like a patriot.
I got pushed onto the train.
Would you never? Would you rather never wash your hands again?
Ooh!
Or never,
I washed my hands just now. Didn't you see me? This is an awful question. Go on.
Or never wash your face again.
Ooh. Ooh. Ron, what a terrible question. That's maybe the worst question I've ever heard.
No, it can't be that bad.
I think I go back to the tarantula. I'm going to go with never wash my face again. I can't not wash my hands, dude. This is how you catch a germ.
I agree with you.
I'm always sanitizing.
My face is not going to be touching things all day.
As far as you know. People might be touching your face, though. What about that? What about your skin doctor?
Yeah, I know.
All right, but, well, she's like, don't you wash your face, friend? Damn, no wonder. You'll be in here next week.
But, I mean, hands, I'm touching everything.
I know. We don't want to know, but I know. Touching everything. Hashtag everything.
I mean, some things I have a choice. Other things I must touch.
Ooh, I don't even... That still doesn't sound better, but okay. We'll just wave goodbye. Yeah, no more shaking hands.
That's fine.
All right. I'm going to go with the hands again.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to... I mean,
I'm going hands, too.
I got to wash my hands.
I agree with you.
All right, here's a good one for you.
Wait a minute. When you say wash your hands, are you talking about washing your hands or sanitizing?
Either.
Does that work, that sanitizing stuff?
When you're in the hospital, that's what you got to do.
Yeah,
there's ones every like corner.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you have to. It's better than nothing. You can't wash your hands on every corner.
No.
But I guess you can sanitize.
Ugh. And I use paper towels to touch, turn things off, and open doors
when
I'm
done. You have to.
And I'll use my shirt if it's a hand. You know, it's one of those dryers with the air
that
reads my hands. I will use my shirt to open the door to get out. Sure. They should, you know what it should be? We've talked about this. It should be you walk in, there's no doors. You walk in around a corner. It's all sensory soap and sensory water and sensory dryer and sensory toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You shouldn't have to touch a damn thing.
Well, everything is sensory.
Not when you open the stall door. You got to get out. You're touching.
That's true.
You're touching.
The stall door is something you can't get around.
So that's
around
the one.
That.
Yeah, you got to fix that.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I'm sure they have in Sweden and other places where they have it together. America, forget about it.
Oh,
so behind.
You'd have to have a hydraulic opening door for a stall. That'd be difficult.
With your foot. Like maybe you step on it with your foot. Anyway, well,
that's possible. Like one of those garbage can things.
Yeah, it's being worked on now.
That's not
a
bad idea, actually.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, I know.
Or a curtain.
How about if they hand out little, they give you little plastic gloves, like, because in the food industry, every time you
that's
hit the register.
Though. That's expensive. You can't do that.
I guess.
No.
All right.
Would you rather meet George Washington or meet Barack Obama?
Barack Obama.
Yep. You know, because Washington, what's he going to tell me?
Come on, man.
There were muskets. There was a cherry tree. What is he going to tell me? Maybe it's interesting, but you know what? I got to meet Barack. I've got to. He's the most interesting man ever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I had to ask the question.
No, that's right. George Washington, man, I mean, how many people are in the country then? 10?
And am I going to understand his language? Thou speaketh in this way with this wooden teeth?
Yeah. Oh, and that's going to stink.
His breath.
Right away, man.
He's at exit. Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
I don't know if that's true about the wooden teeth.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't either know. I don't know.
I don't know about the cherry tree part. I don't think that's true.
Then why do they make these stories
up? I don't think much
up.
Of history is true at all, to be honest with you.
Well, that's not comforting.
It's like in biblical times,
yeah,
like in the year zero. I mean, this guy was walking around in sandals turning water into wine.
And Moses was parting a sea?
Yeah.
Parting a sea.
Really?
Really?
People were on drugs. I mean, he might have been in the shallow section of the pool,
but that's about it. Yeah, he gave them mushrooms and they just imagined it.
Burning bush talking to you?
No, he was paranoid schizophrenic.
Something's wrong.
That's all.
But people believe these stories came up, and people started to believe them.
People need something to believe in. They didn't have television.
They didn't have radio.
Television's not true either.
They had nothing. And these people.
It's all stories.
It is stories. Good ones.
I don't know.
Give it that.
You know,
good stories.
They've got a following. After thousands of years, they've still got a following.
Because we really are hankering to hang on to something.
You don't
want to
die.
Foundation.
It all is about running. You don't want to die.
Know,
you want to go somewhere else and keep living.
I know.
You don't want this to end. This wonderful life.
The possibility thereof.
Sure. You want to be a ghost.
Yeah. And it worked for a long time because a lot of people thought that if you're really good through life, you're going to go through heaven. And that kept people pretty much from not killing each other.
Except that then there was a little wrinkle of that and said, oh, you can't just do that. You have to have other things like Jesus.
Yeah.
Being good isn't good enough.
Right.
You know, that's not good enough. You have to have the blood of Jesus on you.
Yeah.
So it's a whole, they have to find new facets.
And then there could be the wrath of God if you're bad. And if you have an affair, you're going to go,
no,
and
you can
also
ask
the
for
person.
Forgiveness. No forgiveness. Back then they'd stone you, but now you can have forgiveness, something called forgiveness.
Oh, what was
you
that?
Can do, you can even kill someone and be forgiven.
That only
it's
proves,
okay.
That only proves you should read on. Don't just stop at the first page because there were alternatives involved.
Perhaps.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm just saying.
All right.
A nun and an axe murderer can both get into heaven.
Oh,
they're equal.
I thought that was a joke.
No, they're equal.
A nun and an axe murderer walk into a bar. Would you rather?
Mother Teresa and Ted Bundy are having a drink in heaven right now. So up yours, buddy.
You don't know.
You don't know. But you do.
Everything was fine with all of that until these rogue priests started doing the nasty to the kids. And then all of a sudden, it's like, ooh.
The Catholics don't care. It's not their problem.
Well, I think they did.
No, I mean the people that go to church.
Oh.
The Catholics. I mean, the people that go to church, they don't care. Yeah. They're like, that's really sad, but you know what? It's not us, and we're going to keep going to church and giving these bad people money because it's really going to Jesus and God, and so it doesn't count.
I've always seen the reason that I'm so messed up is that I've always had a problem in anybody telling me the way things are supposed to be and how to act.
You're a rebel.
Well, because all the people that are telling me this have sorted past that don't come out when they're saying this stuff.
Right, of course.
So it's like, no, we are all human.
Right.
Some of us better than others, but we are all human. We've all made mistakes. So, and then they use that to say, I've made mistakes. I used to be a criminal. I killed people. But now I'm up here telling you.
Yeah, they're reformed.
Yes. So, okay, that doesn't make sense to me. I want to hear from people that didn't do that, please.
You know what? I think people are off doing these things to wear as a badge of honor to go later and talk to people.
That's fine.
They're getting high on drugs, getting all drunk and everything, and then they can clean up and say, I used to be like you.
Well, that's
Stop
true.
It.
Well, the people in the audience apparently are not good people, and they're looking for a path. So, like,
the path is science.
Well, I don't want to sit in
it's
that audience.
It's called science.
My point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind fairy tales.
No, there are certain chemical things that go on in the brain. Certain parts of the brain shut down, and they need adjustment, and not necessarily through medication.
Right. You might need meditation.
There are other ways to do it.
Look inside, Ron.
Look inside.
It's dark in there, but the headlights weren't on.
There you go. Oh, good way to end it, Tori.
Oh, I'll end it.
And she did. That's it for today. Congratulations to the LA Rams.
No, stop it. I love 42
I have
minutes.
No
we have
idea.
To do 42 minutes. Thank you.
Oh,
ta-da.
Okay, there you go.
Yep. The Patriots already won. Dude, why are you messing with the
We're
audience?
We're taping this on a Friday. And I don't know what happened.
Listen, I already know. I'm an oracle. You could redo my intro with Tori the Oracle. You'll redo it next week. You'll see.
All right.
Now I can be Oracle Tori.
All right. Now you're going to have three different titles.
I'll take
Actress, humorist, oracle.
Thank you. And I'll get my own website and start charging for readings.
Yeah, you better, because there's not enough space on mine.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, serious, you got all these titles. I mean,
thank you.
It takes up space. This is like Twitter.
I take up space. Not a lot of space.
I have nothing to say.
I'm tiny. I'm a preemie.